Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can have a big impact. SharingChange.org. Well, we're talking about the Better Business Bureau here today. James Price joins us, and it is not only Halloween and harvest season and all of that kind of thing, it's also enrollment season coming up, so we're going to talk about that. James, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How's your day going?
Going well, and you know, it's just such a busy time of the year. It seems like this month of October has, you know, flown by so fast, and you know, now we're talking Christmas and stuff, but it's busy.
It is. And you know, this was a great time of the year to talk about, you know, healthcare cons during open enrollment period. I mean, the scammers, they don't stop all year. We all year long that they're trying to reach out to you and try to get your personal information about healthcare, Medicare, and that kind of thing. But it's going to ramp up here over the next, you know, month or so as open enrollment starts. And I've already seen them coming to my phone. So I thought it would be a good time for us to look at this and kind of make people aware of some of the things to be careful of when it comes to open enrollment season.
Yeah, these guys are awfully busy. I had, James, when I'm on the air, it's a couple of hours and I really am not close to the phone, but I had no fewer than 7 voicemails from phone calls. And I mean, I looked down at my phone and I thought something, because it's not only a missed call, but it's, you know, a voicemail. So it said 14 missed calls. And I thought, my goodness, something's really going on here. And it wasn't.
And they target everybody, you know, and I've said before, you'd be surprised the amount of scammers that call my office phone at BBB. And
blows my mind.
I'm just amazed, you know, so I'll sit there and listen to their scam. But, you know, let's just talk about this. If you're adding or changing your Medicare or healthcare.gov coverage during this open enrollment period, watch out for unsolicited calls. I mean, you may be getting to the point where you're saying, hey, I want to change these things. And all of a sudden you get a phone call, you know, and they're going to try and help you find the best deal. Unfortunately, scammers see this open enrollment period as a chance to trick people out of money, their personal information. You know, open enrollment's already started. It started October 15th and it goes through December 7th. And I hope nobody has made any mistakes up to this point, because we're coming in after the fact of it open enrollment started. But you Medicare Advantage open enrollment is, of course, also is from January 1st to March 31st. So within those 3 months of getting Medicare, you know, which November 1st through the 15th is the last day to enroll or change the plans for coverage starting in January. So here's what we're going to look at. How scammers use Medicare and healthcare.gov open enrollment periods to trick consumers into sharing personal information or financial information. The common tactics scammers use, including fake phone calls, texts, offers, free gifts, healthcare screenings, and then how to protect your information and spot red flags and verify legitimate assistance when choosing or changing your healthcare coverage. And so we'll get into here how the scam works in a minute. But the bottom line here is, you know, there's nothing like trusting people locally that you can actually go out and see face to face. And I think we're going to provide listeners the opportunity to go to WGNS website and just click on a link to see some of the accredited Better Business Bureau businesses in the area who offer this kind of service. And I can tell you, most of these businesses, if not all of them, they're not going to care whether or not they close policy with you or not. They want to set you on the right track to make sure that you don't get scammed. And I've talked to several of them before, and you know, these are your hometown people who they want people here in Middle Tennessee to be able to trust the system and actually trust their business. So, how the scam works, you can go to Scam Tracker on BBB.org, and we receive reports all the time about people would be pretending to be from Medicare. In a recent report, somebody shared they called out to have a sign up for new Medicare card. And of course, the person said, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. Even though these people were persistent to the people that they were calling. Another report on scam or BBB scam tracker is a caller pretended to be an agent asking if they got their new Medicare card. And then the other thing too is remember that Medicare is not going to call you. They wanted to, get my old card and read that information and the date, and they said, nope, I'm not going to do that. So these consumers that we're talking about here on Scam Tracker, they were wise to these scammers overall. Another reporter, consumer reported being targeted through text messages and shared the following. I received a text message saying that my health benefits were about to expire and I needed to call the number to renew. Then the representative told them I had to pay and my bank had to verify with them that's, and of course, that's when they knew it was a scam because you're not going to have to pay for these kind of things.
Yeah, and give me your bank account, routing number by a chance.
Right. So if you stay in line, these callers allege that they can enroll you in a better plan and give you and than what you currently have. A new plan is cheaper. You can keep all the same services to get started. Just need to provide us some additional information, such as your Medicare ID number and your Social Security number. And so I'm going to go back and I've said this numerous times before. If somebody calls you or contacts you, and then somewhere in the conversation starts asking you for personal information, you're very likely to be involved in a scam. If your former insurance agent, if you want to do something, and your current insurance agent is not the one that you're reaching out to, you should always call them. Even if you feel like they're calling you on the phone, say, hey, let me hang up and call you right back. And you're the one that needs to make that call. So here's some tips to avoid during open enrollment scams. Selecting a health insurance plan that can be challenging and complex. Be on the lookout for these common red flags that you're going to see. Number one, be wary of anybody who contacts you out of the blue. Healthcare.gov and Medicare provide legitimate help for determining which plan is right for you. These people, sometimes called navigators or assisters, cannot charge for their support. If someone asks you for payment, it's a scam. You will also need to contact them on your own. They're not going to call you first. So that's number one for healthcare.gov. Number two, be wary of free gifts and health screening. Keep a healthy level of skepticism anytime a broker or offers you free gifts or other special deals. Never sign up with a broker who offers you an expensive sign-up gift or exchange for providing your Medicare ID number or additional personal identifying information. Other times, brokers offer free health screenings to weed out people who are less healthy. This technique is called cherry picking, and it's against Medicare rules. So again, make sure that you're dealing with somebody you can trust overall. Number three, guard your government-issued numbers. Never offer your Medicare ID number, Social Security number, health plan information, banking information. That includes things like driver's license numbers. Anything that they ask you for, you should not do unless you're 100% sure who you're talking to and you have contacted them, not they have contacted you. Number four, go directly to the official websites. If you want to make a change to your healthcare plan, go to medicare.gov, healthcare.gov, or your employer's health insurance provider. Do not click on links and suspicious messages. Don't click on links in emails or text messages or anything else along the way. You're the one that needs to initiate those contacts.
Yeah, it only takes one. It only takes one mistake, one wrong click, and it's a nightmare. I mean, I don't know what is happening now with the latest news. I'm sure we've got it online, but just a few weeks back, the whole city of Luverne had to shut down for several days because a hacker got in. And I'm not sure how it happened or whatnot. I'm sure there's going to be an investigation and whatnot. But, I mean, just think about these people having your bank account information and all of that, and they can get it with these links and spyware and stuff. So, yeah, can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And then number five, contact your employer directly. If you're getting your health insurance through your employer, if you receive an unexpected email about benefits policies, ask your employer about it before you click on anything to make sure it's legitimate. The other thing too is, like, and this goes for your employer. Let's say, you know, you're sitting at home and it's open enrollment and you know that you need to you want to update your health insurance information, and you get an email which looks like it's from your employer. Do not click on it. Call your HR department. I can tell you right now that within the Better Business Bureau office here in Middle Tennessee, we frequently get emails that are outside of our organization of people who are pretending to be people inside our organization, people who are with our HR department, and it says, hey, you know, it's time, it's open enrollment season. You guys need to update your Medicare stuff, blah, blah, blah. Click on this link. And they're not from our HR department. And so, I mean, some of these look really, really good.
But they can take the name of the person in your HR department and come up with an email that's maybe similar and all of that to make it look like it did come from with inside the organization.
Right. And the bottom line here is, you know, they're trying to scam the people at BBB and trying to get us to fall for it. And, you know, I'm not saying at some point in time somebody might go, oh, yeah, it is time to, you know, do open enrollment. But the bottom line here is you got to follow those rules along the way. Make sure that whatever website you're going to, you type it in first. Even if you see a link of something that you need to click on, go type it in yourself. You know, don't necessarily rely on that link. When you click on a link, it could actually take you to some other place where you didn't intend to go in the first place. So, you know, to get more tips about BBB, avoiding healthcare scams or imposter scams, or you've been a victim of scam, you can go to BBB.org. On BBB.org, you can find Scam Tracker and either share your experience or see what other people have done to avoid falling victim to scams, or people who have been a victim of scams and how it actually hurt them or how they avoided it overall.
Well, the link that we'll put on the podcast section in the show notes will be to the BBB's website, and it's kind of a search where you can find local accredited businesses when you need some help with Medicare. So you can initiate that link. You can, when you're in control of that, you know, these are safe links that will allow you to go to the BBB's website pretty easily. So we're going to stick that on the podcast here. And James, this is very good information, and it is, it's kind of a hectic time of the year. And when this is happening, along with everything going on with family and, you know, the holidays and all, you really just get busy. And maybe you're not thinking to be cautious of this. So that's good info.
Another good tip for people out there today would be go to BBB.org and just look up something that you might have been thinking about getting done, maybe landscaping or roofing service or plumbing, whatever it is. Even if you're not going to do it right away, just look and see how the website works and see how you can see these companies that are accredited and they've had background checks done. It's just a great way to just double check to make sure that you don't fall victim to a scam or a company that's really not on the up and up.
Very good. James, thanks so much for being here today.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Have an awesome day.
You too. James Price with the Better Business Bureau joining today on Rutherford Issues. Don't forget the podcast. It'll go up shortly. WGNSradio.com under podcast. Look for Rutherford Issues.